Gothic cathedrals are built to bid you to look upwards, into light, toward the heavens. When you look up inside the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., you'll see the stained glass windows of Rouen-Lecompte. The splash and spikes of light and colors are extraordinary as the kaleidoscope projects and plays on the floors and stone, and they never look the same. Rouen-Lecompte is 84 years old. He has been enmeshed with the cathedral since he was a young teenager. He still works every day, and right now he's working on a window to replace one that was placed in the cathedral over 30 years ago. Rouen-Lecompte joins us from studios at the University of Virginia. Thanks so much for being with us.
The pleasure's ours.
Do you remember your first trip to the National Cathedral?
Vividly. It was July 1st, 1939. Mm-hmm. I was 14. I was taken by a visiting aunt from Canada on a tour of Washington buildings because I was passionately interested in architecture and in painting, and I could never decide which I wanted to do first. When I first saw the cathedral, however, by chance, it was a dazzling summer day with cool temperatures and brilliant sun. The building was half built. We walked up a set of concrete steps and then across a great walk of wood to a big tin wall held up by vast beams of wood, and then in through a door into darkness. But it wasn't darkness. There was a marvelous rose window floating in the dark, and I was inside a vast building, the like of which I'd never seen or been in. It went up to an unthinkable height, and the air was filled with music because the organ was only 1 year old then, and the organist was practicing, and he was playing Handel. And I recognized it at once. But I did not recognize the building as anything I had ever seen before. It was a magic, marvelous, dim, ravishingly beautiful place. And I was stunned. Really, I was stunned. Mm. And I think of that as my second birthday, because it did change my life utterly. And from that time on, I was obsessed with it.
My gosh.
But I did... By chance, I was introduced to the architect of Washington Cathedral. Eventually, he encouraged me to think about doing glass for a window, a tiny window in the cathedral. That it was a very fond place of his, a chapel that nobody visited because it wasn't yet finished. He said there was no money for the window. I made the design. It was he took it from me and the full-size drawing I'd made to go to the building committee meeting. And so he was very formal, and he said, "Mr. Lecompte, how old are you?" And I said, "I'm 16, Mr. Frohman." His reply was a shocked, "Good God!" And away he went with the drawings. And he came back an hour later, and he said, "The building committee has enthusiastically approved your design and drawings, and would like you to proceed because the Honorable Mr. Castle, who was a retired State Department man, has offered $100 to cover your expenses." Well, that's how my life began. I've talked enough.
You've made almost 50 stained glass windows for the National Cathedral.
True.
Windows that give many people a sense of awe, and I think it's safe to say a feeling for God. Do you believe in God?
I believe in kindness and love. And there are those who say that those are God. I don't know, but I respect and love kindness and love, and worship them. And if I'm worshiping God, I'm delighted. And I want very much for all of us to have another chance of life, at life, mm-hmm. after we die. I don't know if that's possible. And I don't know that I'll ever find out, but I hope I will. Rejoice totally, because there are a number of people that I have loved so much in my life that have died, and that I would I'd love to see my dear, dear scientific professor brother. I'd love to see my mother again. She was so kind. She was the embodiment of kindness and goodness and love.
Yeah.
And they both of them died long before their time. Mother from cancer and Stuart from despair. I'm not long for this world, I think, because I've been diagnosed with a difficulty.
Oh my gosh.
Enough of my private life, but I love love, and I love kindness. And I wish the churches would emphasize more kindness, kindness to everybody.
Well, can I get you to talk just a little more?
At whatever you say.
It occurs to me that although I think we could fairly describe you, well, perhaps as a believer, but a believer in kindness as opposed to a deity, I'm touched by the fact that you and the Bible are in the same business. You illuminate these stories.
Well, I'm certainly not trying to tell people, to yell at people for what they've done and to say that they'll be in hell. There cannot be hell except as we make it. There's hell on earth, certainly. But I have tasted it in the Rose Window in Washington. I must say I had a lovely time making it. But I tried to celebrate the rhythms and mysteries and shapes of the cosmos and of matter as best I could in stained glass that was supposed to be beautiful and gem-like. The window, when the sun is on it, makes big colored spots inside the cathedral. And I was told that the ladies who are guides there, volunteer guides, found a little girl, about 5, who had found this enormous colored circle on the floor. Mm-hmm. And she had taken, and it was sunshine, of course, through the rose, she had taken to dancing in it. And they asked her what she was doing, and she said, "I'm dancing because I found the end of the rainbow."
Mr. LeCompte, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you.
You have been so kind, and your questions have gone to the heart of me and the heart of the subject.
Rowan LeCompte, the man who created the end of the rainbow, to see work on his new window that will replace the black window, and to see the famous black window as it exists today, come to our website, npr.org. And this is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Byer-Kelly, produced by Peter Breslow, Justine Kennan, Elaine Heinzman, Thomas Pierce, Veronica Miller, Gemma Waters, Kimberly Adams, and Jason Sparks. Technical director is Burke Hunn, Key Molesky and Mary Glendinning, our librarians. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Show was edited today by Doreen McAllister, and our senior editor is Tony Marcano. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. You can reach me directly on Twitter, NPR Scott Simon, all one word. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. I'm Scott Simon.